One of the first events in the park took place 140 years ago, almost to the day, a band concert. The concert, pointedly, was held on a Saturday, still a working day, because the concert, like much of the park then, was designed to keep the city's rougher elements out. The park at night must have seemed luxurious and secluded, a giant evening garden party. The park was to be strolled through, enjoyed as an aesthetic experience, like a walk inside a painting. George Templeton Strong, the indefatigable diarist, recognized on his first visit on June 11, 1859, that the architects were building two different parks at once. One was the Romantic Park, which included the Ramble, the carefully designed wilderness, wild nature recreated in the middle of the city. The other, the southern end of the park, was more French, ordered, and characterized by straight lines.